Well, Mark, you're in the draw for the third round tomorrow, but still some work to do to secure your place there. What's your assessment of that today?
We weren't good enough. I thought we were lacklustre. We weren't great. We weren't as good as we've been. We weren't anywhere near fluid. The fluid performances that we've had of late. But then again, I've got three or four players out, and those changes make a difference to us. Opportunities for some that haven't had opportunities so far, and that's a benefit for them because we've managed to get some minutes into them. We're still in the hat, which is a positive. We've got to go down to Kidderminster to play in this game against Worcester in a week of Tuesday, and a bit more work to do. But I think that we need to be better and we need to work harder than we did today. I thought we were. It was a typical FA Cup tie, a totally typical, and you get sort of drawn into that way of playing. I think the referee contributes to that as well. He gets carried along with the emotion of the day and all the build up to the games, because BBC are doing such a great job of making it a big thing of the lower league clubs going, and the lower league clubs are responding to it and putting a real good fight up. I've just got in and had a look at some of the other results, and Barnsley have drawn with Chester at home, and Cheltenham have been beaten, and there's some other clubs there that have gone through from the lower division. So we're grateful to still be in the hat. Gives us another game and another chance to try and get past the stubborn Worcester team.
What specifically didn't work for you today, do you think?
We didn't score enough goals. We didn't create enough chances. We were three, four players down, and obviously we had one or two injuries which made another significant difference to us. So when you've lost those players, it's going to affect any team regardless of the opposition. You're trying to get rhythm, and obviously this was a break in the rhythm today.
Is that a worry for you that the lone players that were missing are the ones that could have perhaps made the difference?
No, this is extra. The FA Cup's extra. We try and go as far as we possibly can do. The bread and butters, where we've got to try and make things better at home and pick up better results at home. But I think we're not going to make too big a thing of it, because we're a capable side and we've got everybody ready. One or two players we've lost today. One or two players should be coming back very soon. So I'm hopeful that we can get them ready as soon as we can for the upcoming games.
You talk about the couple of players you lost. Gary McSheffrey was the first one. What's the situation there?
He felt his hamstring go, but he's broken his nose, and he's been in the wars today, but that's what you get when you're playing these games. These are the things that you've got to accept, and you've got to try and put up with. I mean, I think there's one or two tackles that maybe wouldn't have gone unpunished in a league game. But I think that, again, that's just the way I think it's being refereed.
Do you feel that was their tactic, perhaps, to try and unsettle you a bit playing that way?
It could have been, but at the end of the day, you've got to stand up to those challenges and win the physical battles before you can win any other. And we didn't do enough of that today. And then obviously the changes we made, you're hoping for a little bit more and a bit more of a spark, and we didn't quite get that. Although we were a little bit unfortunate not to get the second goal. I thought there was the game was bereft of chances anyway, and they were few and far between. So again, if you're not playing well and you're not performing to the level that you want to and you know you can do, then don't lose the game.
What are you thinking seconds into the second half with the equaliser?
Well, we started off poorly. You knew that they were going to come out. We knew that they'd put us under pressure with long balls, and they did that. Didn't deal with it properly. And when that happens, it gives them an opportunity. And as soon as you give them that opportunity, they're liable to take it, because their tails are up.
As far as the other injury, Janice and Myrie Williams, who came on for Gary McSheffrey, is that a similar thing? He seemed to pull at his hamstring.
Yeah, we've just had a conversation about it. I think that when you're a substitute and you're in the position on the bench and it's cold and you might be used at any time, responsibility is to keep warm and make sure that you're ready to go on. And there was a big sprint for him in the early stages of him coming on the field, and I think he's felt his hamstring as well. So I don't know the extent. I don't know how bad or what it is really, but it looks like a couple of hamstring injuries.
Okay. You are still in the draw, but how big an opportunity lost does this feel for you?
I don't know until you have the game, the replay. We may go down there and go and win the game. So we're still in the hat. We've still got the opportunity to progress. The FA Cup is so famous as a cup competition because of days like this. So you've got to accept that, that's the case. I'm disappointed because we can be better than that, and we know exactly how these things work, and you try and guard against it. And maybe we had an element of self-fulfilling prophecy today.
Billy Key had an opportunity to perhaps win it for you. What would you view of the chance he missed?
But Billy, I would have backed him to score it because Billy's a goal scorer. It was a clear chance for him, and he just pulled it wide. But then again, he's not had too much sort of in the way of match practice. But you know, certainly Billy Key would be expected to score those types of chances.
How did you assess his performance today?
Like I say, early, and it's unfair really because he's not played many minutes, and that's his first start. I think that's the first start for the club. So no doubt he'll be disappointed, and his mind will be you know, cast back to that opportunity. Some of the things he did were good, and then he tired because he's still you know, he's still a way off being where we need him to be physically. So I thought initially, okay. You know, he started off brightly, did what was needed and what was required. Apart from when the chance fell to him, he didn't take it. When everybody knows that he would have eaten that one up in training or in another game. Mm.
So the draw tomorrow night now, just after 7 o'clock. You're in there. You could draw one of the big boys. Mm. If that is the case, does that change the complexion of the replay when you know who you could possibly be facing?
Well, obviously it changes the dynamics. I mean, we've got a replay for a start. We've been held at home. We've got to go to Kidderminster, which is where Worcester play. And we've got an idea, or are we not certain in the knowledge of who we're going to be playing and where that would be should we progress. Likewise for them. So if it's a big one, then obviously that will be all the incentive that either side needs, and it will be one hell of a scrap.
This is a loaded question, but do you have a preference?
Listen, I would just rather get through the tie because we're not through it yet, and then we'll take the next step as and when we need to.
Thanks, Mark.
No worries. Thank you.